So looking now at chart number 11 with week number 6, I want to think about an example of the attraction of beauty, and it's an unusual example, not one we wouldn't normally think about, and that's equations. And on this chart, I've shown some of them that are very famous, and if you have an engineering or science or math background, they would be meaningful to you. Otherwise, you'd have to do a little bit of research on each of these to find out what makes them special. But I've included two quotes here, one from a professor at Stanford underneath the equation on the right, and the bottom left one, Albert Einstein, that I'll read, that he says, "Pure mathematics is, in its way, the poetry of logical ideas." Equations are expressing a truth about nature, about the natural world, the space-time world we live in. And they express it in a way that gives you power to do something with it. And the one I want to focus on that was of personal interest to me is this Newton's law of gravity, which is the top box on the left, the second equation, actually both equations, and the coffee cup in the middle, which has the equations of rocket thrust, which you can't see on the screen, but trust me, they're there. The beauty of those and all the others on the screen and many, many others is it allowed us to imagine achieving something that would otherwise be inconceivable and unachievable. And in particular, in the next chart, 12, was the idea of actually sending men in our time, this was the early 60s, to the moon and walk on the moon and return safely back to Earth. An idea that was just inconceivable up until recent years, as these methodologies, these equations, this understanding of how the world works and the materials needed to be able to build these vehicles. So there's the quote on May 25th, 1961, of the President of the United States, John F. Kennedy at that time, making that commitment. And then underneath it, in barely 5 years later, the VAB was built. This is the assembly building where the rocket was built. And then a few years after that, there was the rollout, as you can see in the middle of your screen, of the Saturn V rocket with the Apollo 11 capsule on top of it that ended up going to the moon and landing Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin on the moon. And the right picture there is the actual liftoff.